So we thought in this segment we would take the wireless mic out. Now, it's usually Gordon or George that take out the wireless, but this morning it's going to be this reporter, because I never get to do this, and I hope our wireless technology holds up. It's already a little sketchy, but we're in the Championship Club, which is right across the street from the main gates at Augusta National. So just going to see who all is in here. Just people and sponsors, and you can hear people eating breakfast, and there's a bartender here, a couple of gentlemen. Couple older gentlemen. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Billy, you ain't never had a croissant in your life.
You guys are filling up. Looks like you're. Are you working today, or what are you all doing here?
Yeah, we always come to breakfast.
I'll tell you what. My wireless is shorting out, and your voices are awfully. Can you just put down the lights for a second and join us over here at the table? We're gonna our headset technology.
Appreciate you having us home.
You gonna tell your story or two?
Yeah, you guys look like you got a lot of stories. Now, what are your names?
That's Mulligan Stewart.
Mulligan Stewart.
Putterhead Jackson.
Putterhead Jackson.
Yeah.
Mulligan Stewart and Putterhead Jackson.
That's right.
Now, you probably never heard of me, but I guarantee you heard of Mulligan Stewart over there.
I've been a caddy for the pros for a long time.
Oh, so you both have caddied here?
Oh, yeah.
We're still caddying.
Still caddying.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Mulligan. That's an interesting name. How'd you get that?
Well, way back in the day when I was caring for John Mahaffey, when no one was looking, I let him hit a mulligan. And it became legend on the tour that I just let him hit a mulligan.
During the event?
Yeah, during
that's illegal.
Play. That's why he's so popular with the players.
It ain't illegal if they don't catch you.
Well, he showed up there that day, cracked me up every time.
Mulligan.
He let him have that mulligan.
I'd tip another one. I'd say, here, hit another one.
Okay, and what about you, Putterhead? How'd you get your name?
Well, because when I was born out of my mama, my head was shaped like a putter.
Like a 65 of cushion.
They called me Putter. You know how a lot of these golf players use a putter up there on the greens?
Yeah, all of them do.
Well, that's kind of looked like what my head was shaped like.
See,
my daddy, God rest his soul, he fixed the shape of my head every night. He'd clamp two dictionaries on the side of my face real tight like, and by my fifth birthday party, my head had gone back into human shape.
So it sounds like you were born looking like a hammerhead shark.
Kind of.
Basically, yeah. And they got it in, call me hammerhead. You look at him, all that mulligan getting the kick out of that there.
So it looks like you two are probably retired now, or
what are you doing here? Still on the bag. Well, we're caddying today.
Well, you're caddying today.
I'm caddying for Jim Herman today.
Well, isn't he already out there?
Yeah, but he's carrying his own bag right now. Why get me some eggs?
he probably needs your help right now.
Breakfast is important.
Breakfast, you know, if I don't get a good breakfast in me, I'll tire out easy.
Yeah. Okay. So he's going to put some breakfast in him and get back out there.
Well, maybe you could have eaten before his round started.
Well, I was running late and the bus didn't come through to get the shuttle. It's bad. And that took me. I had to call Mulligan about 12 times to get him out of the bed.
So, Mulligan, who are you caddying for?
Phil.
You're on Phil Mickelson's bag.
No, Donahue. He's playing down the road here at Augusta Country Club later today.
It's Phil,
Donahue, Bill Cower. Gordon Jump from WKRP.
I caddy for him a few. You remember
and,
that story?
And John Daly.
Oh, okay.
We're all going down to the country club later and playing down
there. They'll probably tip you pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I'll make some money today. That's
tip
me.
You a lot better than Arnie did me.
Yeah, he caddied for Arnie back in the day.
And Arnie didn't tip you?
Well, I was caddying for Arnie back when he won in 58.
Wow.
Right here.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, but Arnie won most of that Masters tournament that year using only one club.
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, he hit most of his shots with a four iron.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, it was my fault. I was being forgetful, and I had left most of his clubs on various fairways. Every hole I'd forget two or three clubs, till he's down to a 4-iron by the time we made the turn. And so he finished that out with a 4-iron. I was having a lot of personal problems at the time.
Well, I don't blame him for not caddying. It sounds like you were letting your personal problems affect your work.
Well, my still woman won, had done run off with a guy from our poker club.
Yeah, that was
you
rough.
You remember Skeets that. Jackson?
Yeah, Skeets. Yeah, yeah, he was always doing something like
they
that.
They didn't last long after that.
Yeah, but we still caddying when we can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mulligan's been having problems with his prostate.
With my prostate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys have a lot of stories, or do you?
Well, that's about
it. I just told you one of them.
Yeah, how many more you want? About to get an ass whooping, but if you're not careful.
You about to get your face knocked in. You about to get a knuckle sandwich through that beak of yours.
We came on here to help you show.
Hey, let's settle down now.
I guess, you know.
It's a privilege to talk to you guys. These are longtime caddies here at Augusta, Mulligan Stewart and Putterhead Jackson.
Yeah,
that's right.
You probably think you're a big jerk. You are a big jerk.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to roll like that.
Yeah. Well, I hate to do this to you guys.
We can hang out. I gotta finish my eggs.
No, no.
Get some eggs.
I hate to do this to you guys, but I am carrying a sidearm this morning, and I'm.
So am I.
I'm just going to.
You know, you
go ahead, draw.
No, what are you doing?
I'm gonna have to put both of you out of your misery.
Please,
sorry.
No, I
don't
made
do
it
that.
So
what are you doing?
Oh,
just like I did 20 years ago at Colonial, offing Chauncey and Marmalade, I have now offed two more caddies.
That's the sorriest
Mulligan
thing I've
Stewart
ever seen
Putterhead
in my life.
Jackson.
Jerk.
He is a big jerk.
Killed four caddies. Nice guys, too.
All right, it is